Welcome to Money Grows on Trees.
Money does grow on trees.
A podcast full of practical, real-life money lessons that you wish you learned in school. Lloyd is a former lawyer turned lifestyle entrepreneur. In each episode, he'll be answering the tough questions around money, investing, and entrepreneurship to help you transform your money mindset and move you closer to achieving your financial goals. Now, let the class begin. Here's your host, Lloyd Ross.
Have you ever been grinding away, working on your business, working in your job, and you start to calculate all the days between now and the day that you can walk free and retire and start living the life of your dreams? And if you've been having those thoughts, I want to ask you whether you think you really need to wait till then to live life. What if you didn't have to wait until retirement age 65 to live the life you want to live? What if it was a scam? What if the banks, your employer, were making up this retirement thing to be all it is, cracked up to be this incredible thing where someday in the future you're going to live this incredible life just to keep you strapped into a job that you don't even like or into an automation process week in, week out that you don't have a break from? And what if it didn't have to be like that? What if that was a scam? What if it was a goal, you know, a big bag of gold at the end of a rainbow that you just can never get to, right? What if it was a mirage? And the reason I want to do this episode is because I was chatting with one of our students this week, and he said to me, Lloyd, how much do I have to retire? And I said, well, to cover your expenses, your assets need to be $1.6 million to give you enough cash flow to cover your expenses. And that, in that instance, you'll be financially independent, right? Completely free. That's the defined answer is how long can you stay your current lifestyle without working another day in your life? And you can only get that from passive income assets, right? Unless you're enjoying your work in a business where you feel like you do it till you're 100, like Warren Buffett. And then you don't feel like you're ever working a day in your life. And so I explained this. Wow, far out. Feels like a mountain, doesn't it? I said, well, let me ask you this. What would happen? What would happen if you retired right now? What would you do? And he said, well, I certainly wouldn't be in a wooden rocking chair watching the passers go by. I said, that's good. That would be a very boring existence. I said, what would you do? He said, well, I'd travel a little bit more. I would... you know, I'd maybe see my family a little bit more. I would like to maybe, you know, meet someone. I said, okay, well, what's preventing you doing those things right now? Why can't you do that right now? I said, well, you know, you need a little bit of money. I'm like, well, how much money do you need? Well, you don't need that much to go to Southeast Asia. It's not that expensive, right, to travel there. And who's to say you have to be retired to finally meet someone? And who's to say you have to be retired before you spend a bit more time with your family? What if you carved out some time on a Saturday morning or a whole weekend or a long weekend and just spend the whole weekend with them? So sometimes the things we think we want in retirement are far-fetched and fanciful, but when we actually think of ourselves being there now, right now, what things would you do? And most often, it's not the fact that people would do nothing. And I think that's the trap that they fall into. They think that retirement is them doing nothing because they're probably a bit tired and they probably hate their job. So the reality is they want to hit that retirement age so they actually can say to people, I now can formally leave the job that I hate so much and live a life of leisure and nothingness. And that's not a good way to live either. Because how many times have you heard a story of someone who's retired and then only a few months later they've passed away because they've lost purpose? What if you could actually live a life now doing something you love to do to make money, even if it was in a job, but shifting jobs, shifting careers, doing something that's more aligned to your spiritual gifts and things that bring you joy? What if you could do that right now? What if you could give a little bit more to charity now instead of waiting until you're retired? What if you could spend the time with the family more? What if you could, you know, travel to the place you want to travel to? What if you could just do that now? And what if you started asking yourself a different question? Well, how can I achieve the things I do in retirement today? And this will allow you to walk a lot further and not feel like it's an insurmountable mountain for you to climb to actually retire in terms of your investments, okay? So I listened to a reel recently by Jesse Itzler. He's married to Sarah Blakely, who's a billionaire. She invented Spanx. And Jesse is actually a billionaire, I think, in his own right, because he did sell his private jet company to NetJets, which is owned by Warren Buffett. And I was at an event in Las Vegas a few years ago, and Jesse was a keynote speaker. Lovely guy, super adventurous guy. He's the guy that had David Goggins go and live with him for 30 days. He wrote the book Living with a Navy SEAL, which was pretty wild. And so Jesse talks about in this reel that he believes and subscribes to this old Japanese ritual of the Misogi. And the Misogi allows you to start living your life bigger and more juicier without you having to wait to the age of 65 when you retire, when you can't do a lot of stuff anyway, right? So the Misogi is focusing on one activity per year that's big and bold, something you've always wanted to do. You do it every year. So for me personally, back in 2016, my misogi was winning my first natural bodybuilding competition. 2017, my misogi was speaking on stage in front of 4,000 people, my biggest keynote, right? 2018, what did we do back then? We built a business, right? Started and scaled a business. And 2019 would have been, God, what did we do back then? I can't think what misogi was back then. And then after that, it was have a boxing fight, right? In fact, I did a couple of boxing fights. And then it was run an ultra marathon. So we ran an ultra marathon, the Guzzler, and finished that, which is amazing. And then it was write a book, did our first Money Grows on Trees book. And then it was launch the podcast, which is this right now. We're over 200 episodes now. So launch a successful award-winning podcast, which we've done. Then it was write a second book. And then it was build another business, right? Secure a 2-comma club board with ClickFunnels. And then it was, what else was it? I mean, this is later too. I mean, back before then it was do a degree, become a lawyer, pass the CFA 1 and 2 exams, get married, go traveling, go on a gap. Every year I think in my life I've had a misogi. And now it's this year, it's like, hey, we just landed a deal with Wiley to publish our latest book, Time Rich. Well, it's going to maybe be a slightly different title, but we've landed a publishing deal with a worldwide top level publisher this year, just recently. And so that's been a highlight so far of this year, plus many other things, buying another business this year. It's just those things that you want to do that's either in your personal life, like a personal challenge, a sporting challenge, or it's a business challenge, or you want to get creative and write a book or start a podcast or start a business or get married or propose or have a child or, travel the world, go specifically travel somewhere. I think of all the travel we've done, like, well, let's go there. We've been to Machu Picchu. That's a big thing. So there's all these wonderful things you can do, but it doesn't have to be everything in 1 year. You could actually have you practice misogi or misogi each year, right? So what's the one thing, it's called a BHAG too. What's your big, hairy, audacious goal for the year? And these things, aren't small. They're pretty gnarly sometimes. And that's how you live a juicy life. And that's how I feel like I've lived this incredible life in the last 40 years, not just around making money, but it's been around actually living a juicy life. And I've had a ball doing it so far. And I feel like if I pass now, I've lived a really incredible, fun life. I haven't waited to the age of 65 to retire and then live. It's about actually living now, right? And then Jesse talks about his friend who goes away, does these mini vacations. And I'm pretty sure that Tim Ferriss spoke about in his book, The 4-Hour Workweek, to have these mini vacations, mini breaks. So mini retirements, he would call them. And so every quarter, Alicia and I will carve out some time and we'll go away together. We'll do a staycation at a cottage in the mountains here, or we'll, might go to Thailand, or we might what else do we do? There's a few staycations we get up to, but whatever it might be, we try and go away every quarter. Because if you look back on your year, if you've done one big audacious goal or misogi, you've experienced that, right? That's cool. And then 4 times a year at the end of each quarter, particularly if you've worked hard, which I'm sure you are, you can take a little bit of money and have that mini break. Have the 3-day staycation somewhere. Go hot air, like we went hot air ballooning, bungee jumping. We've been bungee, like whatever you need to do, you go do the thing, right? But do these little breaks once a quarter. That's 4 a year. So if you do it for 40 years, that's 4, 4, 6. That's 160 things you've experienced by the time you get from, say, 25 to 65. Right? So there's 160 moments that you've experienced, plus the big misogis. That's 40 incredible things you achieved. If you just did that over the next 40 years or 30 years, you'll have, by the time you get to retirement age, you'll be like, well, I've just lived my life. It's not like I'm going to start now. And so if you want to meet someone special, put yourself in a position, do it now. If you want to start a business or a podcast or write a book or whatever it is, do it now. Someday will become no day. Right, a friend of mine, dear friend of mine, he would run this boxing program, and one of these, his son, I think, was in, went through his program. I think this is how it went down, or he went through it, and he was always saying to my friend that he would come and check out the boxing fights. He'd come down, and then I think it was his son that died, and then he just, He told him he would take his son to the fights. And he never did it. And then his son passed away. And he just regretted that, you know? So it's like he would always say, someday, one day, someday, one day. And I've got friends that tell me all the time, oh, one day I'm going to write a book. One day I'm going to launch a podcast. One day I'm going to start a business or buy a business. One day, like, well, that's never going to come. One day I'll run a marathon. One day I'll, no, it's now. It's not one day, it's this year. So what is your Masogi? What are you doing this year to actually live that life you want to live? Because what if retirement is just a sack of gold at the end of a rainbow or a mirage that you never really get to? And I have a feeling that when you get to, I'm not 65, so I don't know, but I've got a feeling if you wait until then to do what you want to do, to work with who you want to work with, to be with who you want to be with, and to go where you want to go and do the things you want to do, you're going to have substantial regrets. I know Gary Vaynerchuk talks about this all the time. Like, the pain of regret is going to be so much superior to the pain of, you know, doing the thing you've been putting off because you're scared. So I would encourage you not waiting until the age of 65 to retire, not painting this vision of retirement of what it's going to be like mental masturbation that's going to be amazing. What about if you just did it now and today? So it's just a subtle reminder, maybe a not so subtle reminder, to get out and get after it. You don't have that much time to start living this incredible life. And it doesn't have to be huge. You don't have to have a ton of money either to do it. You just have to have some creativeness. Just be creative this weekend. Be creative this quarter. Like, a lot of our students that come in and paint a vision, draw a vision, we get to do certain exercises about where they want to steer their life over the next 5 years. A lot of the time when I see that, I'll ask them the question, hey, what can we tick off that this year? What can we do this week? I even say, which one of these can you do this weekend? And it's just about bringing the ability to live life closer to you than 40 years or 30 years. Okay, and that's what I wanted to impart to you here, that I do feel retirement is a scam. I think you don't really want to retire. You want to work still with purpose and with people and communities and doing what you want to do. This retirement thing just creates so much unnecessary pressure to have it all figured out by then and also only live life by then, in which case you haven't really lived life. So I hope you've enjoyed this episode. Please share this with a friend who needs to hear it. Share it to your stories. Tag me in it. Go check out the show notes. Jump in and grab our book, Money Buys Happiness. It's in the show notes there, moneybuyshappinessbook.com. I'm sure you'll love it. And of course, jump in our Telegram channel, lordstelegram.com. Go check it out. Jump into our YouTube channel. And yeah, thank you so much for listening to our podcast. Thanks to those who've left a 5-star review. We have a fair few of those now. And I'm really enjoying the growth in the podcast. I know it gives people tremendous amounts of value. I enjoy doing it. I try and keep this short snippets of value and things that I crop up during the week that my students ask or what I engage in or what I see. And I try and make it so simple for you to overcome a challenge or a problem when it comes to your finances, entrepreneurship, or investing. And so I hope you've enjoyed the show and you're enjoying it. If you have an idea of a particular topic that you want me to discuss that I haven't covered yet in the 200 episodes, do feel free to DM me on Instagram and tell me. I will listen. And I have done specific episodes for specific people, and I'm happy to do it for you too. It's almost like a bit of a call in and ask questions, but ask them to me on Instagram and I'll come and do a specific show for you. So again, thanks for listening to the show, and I'll talk to you in the next episode of the Money Grows on Trees podcast.
Thanks for joining us this week on the Money Grows on Trees podcast. If you like the show, you might want to check out our book, Money Grows on Trees, which you can find at LloydJRoss.com. Subscribe to the show on iTunes, leave a review, and feel free to reach out to Lloyd on Instagram at LloydJamesRoss.